Today, the world looks pretty different. But already new problems are being met with new thinking. Researchers are using supercomputers to help discover treatments. Retailers are turning to the cloud to restock shelves more quickly. Teachers are using technology to rethink the classroom. It's not all we can do, but it's a start. IBM. Let's put smart to work. See how we're helping at ibm.com/COVID-19/UK.
What up, what up, what up, y'all? Bars and Hoops, Steals the Great, Pop the Bearded One.
Let's get it.
Des Weir.
The Nose Hunter.
Zy Flair.
Yo, yo.
And DJ JOJ on the ones and twos. Fellas, we back in the building.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. What phase we in?
This is phase one, I think. Still
phase one of the return, baby.
Phase one of the return, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Phase one of the return, back to Bars and Hoops Radio. The gang's all here, you know what I mean? Shout out to everybody that held us down while we was out trying to make it happen for you every week. Via Zoom. We're still using Zoom because it's a cool tool, you know what I mean? But we got a good show for you today, man. You know, we're going to talk about, you know, the hip-hop game. We're going to talk a little bit about, you know, the NFL game, a little bit about the NBA game, and we definitely got a special invited guest by the way of boxing, Mrs. Sonia Lomonakis. Shout out to Dez on that one. So, without any further ado, man, fellas, we're going to start off with the rap report today, man, and Damian Lillard, a.k.a. Dame Dollar, drops another rap song called Go Spit. What y'all think about it? Did y'all hear it first and foremost?
I listened to the track, and like I said, I can't knock it. I believe some of it is produced by Raphael Sadiq.
Shout out to Raphael Sadiq.
But, I don't know, man. I don't know.
Uh-oh.
My feelings is you know, he gonna have to face the Swish of the Dish It. We're going to have to give him a complimentary Swish It edition. We're going to have to listen to it and really just hit him with the either we Swish It or edition.
We're just going to have to rate it.
I think that let's give the people a listen. For those that didn't hear it, like I said, the name of the Dame Dollar joint is called Goat Spirit. Check it out.
It's Dame Dollar. Hey. Overflow of success, so unapologetic. Scared money make, nah, tell them Dollar said it. If I ever had the failure come up short, I move forward, not abort. Cause the mission to drill for me like a sport, I only see the bigger picture. Nothing minor or miniature. And if you petty, I probably miss you. If you deadly, I might dismiss you. You try to check me, you get your issue. Usually when they look the part, you never fit you. Like Kim K at a Sizzler, or a chick that wanna be with you, but she be playing sister. These niggas can bite but can't replicate charisma. All this positivity helped me negate the temper. Cut my circle down the middle, quickly they forget you. No benefits, they talk down, early stage dementia. Still the realest in my field and I'ma stay consensus. Find it funny when people get that hate in their heart. It's clear I'm bored cause I just stopped evading the darts. The day ones and day million gon' change in the dark. Only a few stay parallel till you place it in park. I'm not a dummy, I was smart when money was funny. I needed a chef, I hired my cousin Punky. Bloodline on my back like what's a fucking monkey. I get in my truest form when I'm feeling spunky. Hit my line, I be coming through in the clutch like 23 in his prime and they couldn't touch Mike. Blood suckers, I be waking up the bug bites. I wouldn't shy from a battle with me and Cubs fight. Feel the vibe though, like it's Vegas, we at the Cosmo. This house was built with my chicken like Roscoe's. When it come to hoop on my...
Hold on, man. So, all right, Pop. Give your opinion on why you hating on Dame Dollar right now.
All right. First and foremost, man, it's like... Play ball, man. I don't know, man.
Don't do that, man.
He can't. I don't know if he out here getting on the mic like that. And my thing is, I just, I don't know what it is, man. I just don't feel it. It's like, it sound like it's forced. Like he's forcing it on you. Like, oh yeah, you know what I'm saying? I can rap. The album, the cover to the record is ridiculous.
Yeah, I seen it.
Come on, B.
No, so,
he out here with the rag on with the Mamba snake around his neck. Pause.
I think he got skills, man.
But we say it again. Zy, talking to your mic.
I think he got skills, man. I don't see nothing wrong with it. Shaq was able to do it and be successful.
Shaq was one of the first and last.
I'm gonna put it like this. You know, we can't even weigh any ball player, or any other type of athlete, and boxing included, to Shaquille O'Neal. Like, you know, Shaq. He, I mean, Shaq had hits And if you want to compare Shaq to even a regular, just a rapper of the era back in the early 90s, he was up there. Like, he was, I would say he had a good ranking with all the good, you know, with a good MC. Like, the thing about it, I think this track is all lukewarm, but, you know, I mean, it's not bad. I think he has good, he has skill. But, you know, Pop, you sound like the people that, like, you know, that like the people that are, like, anti-sport protesters say, just play ball.
Word. Like you on Fox News or something, man. Yo.
Nah, man, you don't need to be rapping, though.
Yo, shut up and dribble,
man.
Right?
I'm going to tell you something, man. And by the way, I like Damon Lillard, man. Dame Dollar, that's his stage name, man. He actually has skills, and he actually has a catalog on iTunes and anywhere that you can stream music. He actually has some good music, man. You know what I mean? He's done a lot of features with Lil Wayne. Like, the average ball player is not getting on tracks like with guys like Lil Wayne. You know what I'm saying? Like, he has 10 albums. So he's not just a guy that just started rapping. And you can hear it in how he flows and how he spits. The problem is you can't picture him in the rhyme booth. You can just see him only
you
on
know,
the court.
You know what I would like to do, guys?
What's that?
You know, and it's not today, but maybe next week or the week after.
Uh-huh.
Talking about athletes and rapping.
Uh-huh.
We got to talk about Adrian Broner's new hit as an athlete.
He made a song?
He got a new song that's pretty high.
Oh, my God. And see, this is the kind of the dam has been busted open.
It's not bad, though. I mean, I think the mixtape is called Still Adjusting to Fame. I think I'm going to talk about that one of these weeks.
I wouldn't be able to take his voice, man. His voice is like, yeah, I'm your thing. This is AP. I'm not here. You
that boy. Yeah. So I'm not knocking Dame Lillard.
If we could listen to Deion Sanders, if we could listen to Roy Jones Jr., Y'all must have forgot.
I couldn't take none of them, son. I don't know what you're talking about. I am going to be the only one to keep it real at this table, son. Deion Sanders should have stayed.
You know,
blocking passes.
You know, Cheeseburger rap too. You know, Jerrell Miller. He rap too.
Shout out to Cheeseburger, man. And shout out to Dez, kid. That's right. You in Long Island, kid. You got your hair cut, huh?
Well, you know, I went to King, I came to Queens, little secret location.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, you one of those guys that's on the side block of the, in the alley getting a haircut with the extension cord from somebody's apartment.
And Rosedale on the back of Snake Road.
Yeah, I tell you, man.
Dez is wherever you see him. Dez is at home.
Shout out to the black people out there that couldn't wait to get a haircut. Meanwhile, I was in the crib experimenting on myself till I got it right. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Kirk Dawn.
Shout out to Kirk. Word, man. Yeah, but moving along, man. Nicki Minaj and Akon faces backlash for working with Tekashi. Guys,
oh my God.
This week, Nicki Minaj and Snitch 9, aka Tekashi 6ix9ine, released a video. The dude has on a lace front wig. Nicki's looking really good. Looking really good, but she's catching a lot of heat for doing the rap song with the hip hop snitch pig rat, whatever you want to call him. She's catching a lot of heat for it, and she's fighting back. And she's fighting back a lot on social media, and she got a Barb's handling her dirty work as well. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Let me tell you something, Zah. Look,
I got attacked.
I'm not mad about. Only thing I'm mad about is Akon. You know, doing the, it's like a prequel of Locked Up with Tekashi 6ix9ine. It's kind of making a mockery of his own body of work, which the Akon song got a lot of people. And I like what, you know, China Mac said about the, you know, first song, because around that time, China Mac was locked up during that time. And they said that kind of got him through hard times, the Locked Up song. With Styles P and,
let me ask y'all this. That could have been just a little something they were playing.
Back to those who break their neck to keep their hopes in check, cause though they sweat a brother majorly. And I don't know why your girl keeps paging me to tell me that she needs me. Cries when she leaves me, and every time she sees me, she squeeze me. Lady, take it easy. Hate to sound sleazy, but tease me. I don't want it if it's that easy. Hey yo, bust it. Baby, got a problem saying bye-bye. Just another hazard of a fly guy. Your ass wide don't matter. My pockets got fatter. Now everybody's looking for the ladder. And ain't no need in being greedy. If you wanna see me, try to keep a number, baby, when you need it. And I'll be there in a...
But it doesn't matter, because they're still getting paid.
Yo. They asked recently one of the original members on the song, Styles P,
shut up,
aka the Ghost, what did his words was, and I quote, I really don't give a fuck. It's much more things going out here besides what's going on in the song.
Styles
all
P.
I want y'all to do is keep y'all immune systems boosted.
Styles P trying to keep make the community healthy, man. So I'm not even mad about him even trying to give his input on that, because at the end of the day, we got more things to worry about than what Nicki Minaj and Akon, what they're doing in the booth, and you know, the bag they're trying to get over Tekashi. Like, Tekashi's always gonna have fans. The young fans don't care about Tekashi going to jail and telling. Only us old people care about that.
Yo, speak for yourself.
Yeah.
But listen, man. Yo, it's the industry, man. And you got to understand, it's the machine that's behind them that's pushing these artists to do what they're actually doing. You know what I mean? I don't think if they wanted to honestly do it in good for... Well, Akon is his own man. Like, he can do whatever he wants to do. He out there creating new opportunities in Africa. He about to create a Wakanda in Africa. So for him, he's looking at it for the big picture. He's going to get this bread, invest back in his country, and not fall into all of this street nonsense. Because at the end of the day, it's a music industry. It's a music business.
Right.
He's not in it. Oh, he's a snitch, so I'm not going to work with him and cut my nose off to spite my face. Like, what if the label may want to work with me sometime down the line? And then they'll think about it like, oh, you didn't want to work with one of our artists, Tekashi 6ix9ine, when we asked you to do so.
It's smart business.
Yeah, you got to be a businessman in that sense. Like, people thinking on the level of street people, and that's the difference between people that's successful and people that want to be successful. You got to be able to shed that street stuff, especially if you're not in the streets. You shouldn't be calling nobody a snitch, a rat, or anything. At the end of the day, if you're a law-abiding citizen, that shouldn't even come out of your mouth.
I like that you made that that reference too. You know, I think a lot of times we use that term very loosely. Like, I was saying, like, I was talking to someone and I said, so you're gonna call, look in our neighborhood, you're gonna call old lady that calls the police on someone that's loitering in front of a house selling drugs, who, you know, who's paying her property tax to be there, a snitch. I think we just use that for every single thing. Workplace. We tell everybody, yeah, don't snitch in the workplace. Don't do, I'm like, we're trying to apply criminal code to general life.
And Pop said that a long time ago. You know what I mean? People gotta know the difference. You
gotta decipher what it is.
Yeah, exactly. And as far as his lace front, he was looking like an extra.
Yo.
He was looking like an extra in Shaolin versus Lama. Like the diabetic kung fu artist.
Like Sheba from Mortal Kombat.
His hair was longer than hers.
Yeah, fact.
That is a fact. And this is what I'm saying, son. We take, yo, this thing is... Even Jim Jones has something to say about it.
There's a lot of messages.
Oh, yeah, my man Jimmy. Well, he did and he didn't.
Well, he did, and then he was like, you know what, I'm just going to leave it at that.
Yeah.
But
this is why Jim Jones is where he is, and this is why Akon and Nicki Minaj.
Jimmy's still out there, man.
He's still out there working hard as a motherfucker.
That's all right.
I tell you what, Jim Jones, when they put the picture up of Tekashi 6ix9ine and Nicki Minaj, and Jim Jones quietly commented, "Laugh out loud," and then later on put, "You know what? I shouldn't expect people to have a certain type of integrity." Talking about Nicki Minaj.
You know what I like about Nicki Minaj too? She doesn't care about Akon. Nicki Minaj don't care about what local people in the hood care about, it because they're world talent. Akon is a world artist. Nicki Minaj is a world artist. He can literally go to the continent of Africa and make millions of dollars just going on tour from country to country to country. He doesn't even have to even come back here.
And people are thinking nearsighted because Tekashi, despite how you may feel about him, it's millions of fans that still like him. And by them working with him, they now gain his fans as well.
Yep.
So it's a business move at the end of the day that any smart business person that's thinking along those lines in the record business would do.
The culture is trying to cancel him.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, the machine and the business isn't trying to cancel him.
Now let me ask you a question.
Forget
about
the culture then.
Now we know we got Roddy Rebel and what do you call it, coming home? Bobby Shmurda coming home. Now
Roddy Rebel not coming home.
Yeah, yeah. They both got 7 years.
They got the same time. Bobby took a longer sentence.
To have his friend get a 7 years. So they both got 7 years. Now, let me ask you this. If they both come home and they do a record with Tekashi 6ix9ine, now what happens?
You think I'll give you a better
question than that.
This is why.
When they both come home and they don't get the love that Tekashi 6ix9ine get, what could you say about that?
They
didn't snitch.
I mean, you're going to be as good as your last record that you released.
His last record was a hit.
Exactly. So I don't say he won't get no love. I think that what's happening, he might get something. But my thing about it, if they do a record with Tekashi,
I doubt it.
Now what happens?
I doubt it.
Let me tell you this.
Yeah.
that will never happen.
That will never happen.
Because Tekashi's advisors would advise him, you just got out of a situation where you was messing with some real street people.
Yeah.
Stick to music, man. Stick to entertainment.
Stop trying to, yeah.
Stop trying to portray this image that you're not. Like, at the end of the day, he learned his lesson. The camp learned his lesson. Obviously, the industry forgave him. He got out of jail. He got out of his situation. And he's back making millions of dollars again.
I don't know if the industry forgave him.
Huh?
I would say his fans.
I'm talking about the machine, the business.
Oh, the machine.
The business side of it.
And this is why we need to start our own machine.
But it's a record business.
But the business also, right. too, they don't care about...
I will say this. I will say this much about Tekashi 6ix9ine. He's actually playing it pretty smart. He's, when it comes to the way he's trying to get back into the game, I liken it to a kid trying to get into the water in the pool.
Yes.
He's just dipping here and now and again, dipping every now and again. He didn't just jump in with a splash like, yo, you know what? Now I'm here. I'm doing all this. He's playing it right. He's going around to see the weak spots in the defense. And he's going to make his way right in. Ain't nothing they can do about that.
He's already there.
He's doing the same thing he's doing before he left.
Nah.
I think so.
He's trolling, but he ain't doing it halfway the way he was back then.
He's on the internet trolling. He's he called out Billboard, so they banned him from putting any of his singles on.
Could that have happened before he went in?
It could happen to anybody before or after.
No.
But, you know, as far as that go, I'm like, it doesn't look like he's doing anything different. He's just the same person. Only difference is his following isn't us. We grew up one way, and his following, you know, you're talking about kids that are 20, 22, 23, younger possibly.
Right. Uh-huh.
So they don't care about that because they ain't been around the older dudes to know about the laws of the street. So as far with him and Bobby Shmurda, it'll never happen because Bobby Shmurda will probably be looking at him like, fuck out of here.
Let me tell you something. Money,
this is what
money changes everybody. I'm gonna tell you like this: Bobby Shmurda and Roddy Rebel are coming out of prison. You know, they might be even. I don't know their money situation, but I would still assume that it's gonna be less than when they went in, and after lawyer fees, everything like that. Never say never.
This is why.
If they say like, well, we're not part of that life anymore. We learn, and they go to left. On the right side.
Roddy Rebel and Bobby Shmurda are going to be the artists that they are. And this is why Nicki Minaj, Akon, and Tekashi 6ix9ine are going to be where they are. Because they understand that at the end of the day, this is an entertainment business, man. Like, it's not the streets. If you understand the streets, then you should have never came into the rap game.
Facts.
You know what I mean? It's a business, kid. It's a record business. Even though they don't sell records and CDs anymore, they sell music.
It's totally different now. It streams now. It's videos viewed and everything that adds up. It's not just going in there and you getting a dollar per CD anymore now. You got numerous ways on how your income is coming in.
Well, it's funny you said numerous ways for this income, because we got another dude on the other side of the spectrum right now that's really hurting, man. You got Young Buck over there, man. Yo. My, how the mighty have fallen.
Can I have a dollar?
So, Young Buck recently put out a video. He was driving in his car, and he's pretty much saying he filed for bankruptcy, and he's asking for a dollar from each of his fans to send it to his Cash App. And you know what he called it? He said, yo, I'm going to call it Buck for Buck. Yo. What is y'all thoughts on that? I mean, all know where this stems from.
Is he still waiting? I heard that he's suing 50.
No. What happened was he owes 50 $300,000 to get out of a contract. And 50 is like, I want that money. So what he did was he filed for bankruptcy to get out from under that.
Yeah.
But now.
He said, I got 1 million followers.
Right. If you all send me a dollar.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, come on, fam. Like,
but you know, I'm not even mad about it. Like, I mean, a lot of artists don't have the money that they portray. You know, I mean, it's, like I said, it's entertainment.
No. Dez, not to cut you off. Did you see the breakdown of what he said happened to his money? He was renting.
Go into detail. I want to hear this.
He was renting a home. Renting a home. For like years. Why are you renting a home at like $2,000-$3,000 a month when you got this kind of bread you got? He was buying cars. He was buying bikes. He was taking care of everybody. 50 Cent told him, yo, then he got in trouble with the taxes. And 50 Cent said, I'll take care of it. But you owe. Ain't nothing you can do about that. This is just his own ignorance on his money. And that's the problem. You know what? I was always told the reason why you could always be the smartest person in the room is because you got to admit that you don't know everything and you're not afraid to ask. Exactly. He was afraid to ask 50, yo, what do I do with this? How do I handle this? How do I do pride. That? Because of that.
Pride to get you. Pride is a mother.
Not even pride, just ignorance.
Ignorance. Well, this is why we got the 50 Cents, the Jay-Z's, the Masterpiece compared to, you know, Young Buck. I mean,
but you know what? But you know what? 50 is kind of a hard person to work with. On the other hand, sometimes, like, he'll look out for you, like he said. He told you I'll take care of his taxes and all that. But then you get the 50 that'll be like, you get on the tape and he downplay you. Yeah, I just did this for Buck and Buck got that. Da, 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 da. I gave P such and such, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, I wouldn't call it downplaying. I just say he told the truth.
Listen, yeah, but you don't have to do that.
He owed the IRS $50,000. Damn. And he owes another $106,000 in child support to two of his kids. He only got he made $35,000 off of a mixtape that he put out, 10 bricks, 10 bullets, and 10 bodies. You gotta do better.
That's where most rappers fall off that. Their child support though.
Man. You know what we're gonna have to do here at Bars and Hoops Radio? We're gonna have to start holding courses in finance here, man. Because we gotta really start to understand how we dealing with this money and better yet. We don't even have it on that scale. Could you imagine that? That's like Hammer. Yeah. How Hammer fell from the heavens.
$40 million.
Well, man, still.
No, Hammer's all right now.
He's doing
now
good.
He has to bounce now. Back.
Hammer.
He's going to be a topic one of the shows, not this one.
Don't get me wrong. Yeah, I mean, like, a guy like him, like, let's say even art, I mean, like, you know, entertainers, fighter like Mike Tyson. Like, yeah. Tyson is not where he used to be, but he's still rich. You know, these guys are not where they were used to be.
Rock bottom.
I wouldn't say. I mean, you know, he's rich people.
You can blame Don King. Don King say, on some of that, and you can blame his drug.
Like some people are rich. Some people are rich people broke. Like $1 million net worth coming from 100 million. That's kind of rich people.
I ain't
got
those type of problems.
You know what I always thought though, and shout to Bars and Hoops Radio. Don't forget, give us a call 516-206-0711. I'm gonna always say this. I always figure when you got a star like that, and when you really go broke. There's still a way you could go out there and make some money just because of who you are, right or wrong.
Should be facts.
You know, so when I look at Mike Tyson, if Mike Tyson went to any gym and was like, yo, for $25, I'll sign your gloves, he could be right back on in no
100%.
Time. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just think that a lot of guys, not only do they hit rock bottom, but they think that they're too big to even do some of the things to get out of rock bottom.
I mean, a $25 meet and greet, autograph signing. I mean, a lot, even pro wrestlers do that.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Like, I'm talking about, like, I heard wrestlers even making, like, $50,000, $60,000 just to show up.
I'll give you a prime example, not to get off topic.
But have to be the big names.
We got one more minute on this topic before we go to that DJ J.O.J. 10-minute mini mix.
Well, I'll tell you this, not even to get off topic, but Stan Lee, before he died, was making money at signings for Marvel with all of the comics and things.
Man.
But Young Buck need to get out there and start signing something, because ain't no way I'm just sending you a dollar, my dude.
Word.
Buck for buck, you broke, my dude. Let's get it, man. Yeah, Bars and Hoops Radio, man.
Yeah, like Pop said, man, the number is 516-206-0711. The first show back at home. We about to get into this 10-minute DJ J mini mix.
Yeah,
don't forget to tune in, www.barsandhoopsradio.com. Download the apps. Check in with us. Peace.
Bars and Hoops Radio.
Spit the murderous. My murderous shit.
DJ J-O-J.
The gangster. Yeah, the gangster. Feel me? Spit that. Yo, career crook. Nobody rap Brooklyn like me. Jigga Man, Volume 3. I'm packed looking like me. Stop the press. presses. Baby girls, drop your dresses. BK, lick a shot for Big Pop in heaven. Ever since I came through, niggas got the impression. Everything I drop, out of the question. Stop the guessing, it's hot. Flow's proven. I pack cause my dough's moving. My whole crew up in this motherfucker. We spray corners. Standing like you got a cape on you. Fine, you'll be wearing a black suit a long time. I put your crew in hard bottoms. The priest is like God's got him. He never did nothing to nobody, but them boys shot him. Brandish iron, outlandish buying. Bentley coupes, not bragging, just simply the truth. We all from the ghetto. Only difference, we go back. Back up in D&D on his primo track. Listen, I'm so gangster, pretty chicks don't wanna fuck with me. Iceberg, slim baby, ride rims. I'm so gutter, ghetto girl, fall in love with me. You know him well, by the name of Jiggle. I'm so gangster, pretty chicks don't wanna fuck with me. You can love me or hate me. JC, I'm so gutter, ghetto girl, fall in love with me. Rockefeller, block the whole block down. Wednesdays, I'm up in Shine, Cheetahs Monday night. I'm fucking with the model chicks Friday night at life. So I'm cruising in a car with this bougie bra. She said, Jigga, man, you rich, take the do-rag off. Hit a U-turn, mom dropping you back off. Front of the club, Jigga, why you do that for? Thug nigga till the end, tell a friend, bitch. Won't change for no paper, plus I've been rich. 88 been hustling, Lennon been crushing them. Women been fucking them, huh? You see, I live for the love of the street. Rap to the ruggedest beats. Whole closet cluttered with heat. I spit the murder, murder, murder. That Brooklyn shit. Furthermore, ma, we tow guns to the Grammys. Pop bottles on the White House lawn. Guess I'm just the same old Sean. I'm so gangster, pretty chicks don't wanna fuck with me. Iceberg, slim baby, ride rims. I'm so gutter, ghetto girls fall in love with me. You know him well, by the name of Jacob. I'm so gangster, bitch.
Listen up, gangsters and honeys, with your hair done. Pull up a chair, honey, put
you're
it
now
in the
tuned
air,
into Bars and Hoops
whatever
Radio.
Whatever they call you, God, just listen. I spit a story backwards, it starts at the ending. The bullet goes back in the gun. The bullet holes closing his chest of a nigga. Now he back to square one, screaming, shoot, don't please. I put my fifth back on my hip. It's like a VCR rewinding the hit. He put his hands back on his bitch. My caravan doors open up. I jump back in the van and close it shut. Going reverse, slowly prepared. My nigga Jungle utters out something crazy like, go he there. Sitting back in his chair, we hitting the ropes. The smoke goes back in the blunt. The blunt gets bigger and broke. Jungle unrolls it, put his weed back in the jar. The blunt turns back into a cigar. We listen to Stevie. It sounded like heavy metal fans spinning records backwards of AC/DC. I give my niggas dap, jump out the van back first, back upstairs, took off the black shirt. I'm in the crib with the phone in my ear. Listen up so y'all can figure out the poem real clear. The voice on the phone was like, outside right we. So with my mouth wide holding my heat, bullets I had plenty to squeeze, plenty for ya. Cause Jungle said block your own enemies up. Hung up the phone, then the phone rang. I'm laid in the bed thinking about this pretty young thing who left. She came back, her clothes just fell to the rug. She fell to my bed and gave me a hug. I told her no hell. She talk about me kiss, bobbed her head, then spit a nut back in my dick. Started sucking with no hands, a whole lot of spit. Then got up and put a bra back on her tits. Got fully dressed and told me stress really I'm. Picked up a Gucci bag and left a nigga behind. Walking through the door, she rang the bell twice. I vomited, lock her back in my glass with juice and ice. The clock went back from 3 to 2 to 1. And that's about the time the story begun. That's when I first heard the voicemail on the cell. It said, son, we found that nigga, we got a kid.
Bounce, 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 bounce.
You're now tuned into Bars and Hoops Radio.
Hey yo, I bust to the sinning, cuss to the sinning. I admit a little bit, I lust for the grinning. Every time you see me bigging up my tinning. With a triple binning, tryna make grinning. Even when you catch me in the cuisine, my clan mad dirty, y'all too cleaning. Hennessy with Smirnoff, make a nigga mini. I need two more, like I was a finny. Drinks galore, every time I'm on a sinning. 0 to 60, then 1 to 16. You see it in my coats, and you see it in my jeans. You can't tell, you should know the way I live. Oh, it's so clear, I think I'm the Caribbean. Everybody gone, like we straight clipping. You better watch out, when we start flipping. It's MU, nigga, and you know we ain't slipping. Oh, no, 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 oh,
hit you up quick before you could even play that. Give you a spit ain't, cut you up with the shit ain't. Tell your accountant they go and just check the bin ain't. I damn near broke you and I ain't even kidding. I got a trillion little girls like Chevrolet X, guaranteed to be there just like FedEx. We write our own rhymes, kid, you can check the cadets. Me and Nature stay fucking with Grimlex. You're the hood baddest, the bitch's ass is the fattest. Smack, 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 peep Gladys. If you don't know, yo, then I don't know. I'm gon' get some hair, nigga, after the show. You can meet me at the room, nigga, 664. Hey, yo.
My buddy, my buddy, wherever I go, he go. My buddy, you can run for your life when I kick him out the window. My buddy. My buddy, I lay your ass out, motherfucker.
DJ J-O-J.
Stay in your place, I recommend. Or say hello to my little friend.
Where I go, I gotta tag along, cause my buzz getting strong and they mad I'm on. He ride with me when I pass them all, and wait for me on the bench when I run a game of basketball. One's group to make a bastard fall, gasp and crawl. You need a bulletproof vest, mask and all. Bring your buddy when it's time to roam, cause I got hit the last time I left mine at home. My hand blink full of platinum and shine is chrome. He even got closet space inside my home. He ain't never been broke, he glitchless and so reliable. I brought him a rubber coat for Christmas, infrared beam and a scope for distance. The best company when approaching business. And he gon' ride with me to the end. We all got a friend, and mine is a G-U-N.
My buddy, wherever I go, he go. My buddy, you can run for your life when I stick him out the window. My buddy, I lay your ass out, motherfucker, it's simple.
Two balls of who's he back? No, yeah. Let's go.
My buddy got a temper, he dying to pop off. Last time he did, the cops had the block all locked off. Take him with me to hustle, stashed him in the trash can. My fingertips off for 4 hours, I bag grams. You meet him, your destination's hell or heaven. Cause I only bring him out for that 187. He don't have a heart, I just keep feeding him shells. He get it popping in the hood, so his name ring bell. Miss Jones stay on the third floor, she called the cops on me. They came, I ran, I had to toss my other little homie. Niggas know I got new friends, so they stay in their place, kid. I stay screaming on niggas and beating up bass ass. These niggas ain't thorough, they just like to pretend. Keep fucking around, nigga, say hello to my little friend.
My buddy, wherever I go, he go. My buddy, you can run for your life when I stick him out the window. My buddy, I lay your ass out, motherfucker, it's simple. Stay in your place, I recommend, or say hello to my
little
friend.
We've been through it all, yeah, we both still living. We've been in a box, but we both still spitting. And when it was beef, you even played your position. Got under the seat until we spotted our victim. At first they wouldn't listen till they heard you go off. Remember it was broad daylight in the middle of New York. And little did they know it, we was ready for war. Bet the nigga wish he never stuck his head out the door. See, whenever you come out, something happened on the block. You the reason that nigga done stopped rapping like Pop. People see you and run and you ain't even say shit. They just know you ain't nothing to play with. You stay with 16 homies and one in the hole. When the first one get out, the next one go. To know where you're headed, you gotta know where you've been. The clock stay with me, we friends to the end.
My buddy, wherever I go, he go. My buddy, you can run for your life, 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 life.
Back to live action. Shout out to DJ JOJ for that mini mix, you know what I mean? So now we're back, man, with some sports news, man.
Woo!
And we're talking, we're setting it off with Zion Williamson.
So A.K.A. Wow. The guard out there. It's looking crazy for him out there. First of all, shout out to Bars and Hoops Radio. Give us a call, 516-206-0711.
Yes, sir.
Zion Williamson, his agent that is suing him, is alleging that the new housing and luxury cars for his parents came from Duke in a pay-to-play scandal.
Rat bastard. Now you want to tell?
Now they want him to give a statement under oath to talk about where those things came from. And his agent, Gina Ford, by the way, doubled down on what she was saying by taking pictures of the home and talking about how much the rent was in the new home versus where they used to live in South Carolina and how much their rent was then. Now, let's just get back to the beginning of it. The beginning of it is, we all know that Zion Williamson played for Duke before he got drafted by the New Orleans Pelicans to play ball in the National Basketball Association. Now, in that time, he ended up getting rid of his past agent and taking on a new agency company. When he did that, his past agent, Gina Ford, said, you know what? If you cut me out, I'm going to sue you.
Oh, and, well, you know.
And not only did she sue him, she's starting to drop a whole bunch of information.
Yeah, yeah.
So now, one of the things that they point to as far as the pay-to-play is Zion Williams' parents, where they lived, and the cars that they were driving. They were living in a mansion that was renting the month before they got there for $4,995 a month.
Cha-ching! A mansion, wow.
That is crazy.
Yeah,
wow. And on top of that, they have that is just a lot of money all in itself. Now, they also came from housing in South Carolina where it was paying $895 a month in rent. So now the agent is pointing out, like, how was they able to afford this
home? I wish I was paying $800 in rent.
Listen, man, this all plays into the NCAA's hands at the end of the day. And what it's going to do now is it's going to open up the lane for the new NBA policy that they're trying to do now to avoid kids from going overseas to go get paid. They're going to go to the developmental league now straight from high school, and they're just going to say, you know what, F school, it is what it is. Some kids are probably still going to go for education, but I would say more than half of the kids are going to opt to go straight to the pros if they don't want to go to school. You know what I mean? That's all that's going to end up coming out of this situation to me.
That so you don't got to worry about question. Agents. That was the burning question, definitely.
I jumped the gun.
We were just all good. But
you know what? Uh-huh. Not this. I mean, people... Not saying he's done it, but this has been an issue for years, for decades,
LeBron.
With the NCAA. They got on LeBron about the jerseys, the Hummer, and everything. Like, it's Chris Webber and all of that. It's been an issue for years. Like, you can't. How do you clean that up? Or you pay these guys for their likeness or something?
Listen, even to...
You generate a lot of money for these schools, man. Lot of money.
We talked about that. Zion Williamson, in a game that they played from Duke versus North Carolina, the tickets were $4,000 a piece.
Facts.
It was so important that Nike flew somebody out with the sneakers handcuffed to their arm in a suitcase.
For a college game.
For a college game. So you can't tell me that the chess club is bringing in as much money as Zion Williamson.
But remember when I told y'all before, I don't see how these coaches have been paid so much money for coaching kids. Like, you make more money than a professional coach.
Well, you know, it's funny that you brought up the coaching, because Mike Krzyzewski, I hope I'm saying that right.
Is he at coach 5 K. or 7
coach
million
K.
a year?
He is also, they want him to get on the stand too. He may end up getting on the stand to talk about the pay for play scandal.
He can get on
his
the stand.
His parents, Zion Williams' parents, had a 2018 Mercedes-Benz G-Wagon, a 2016 GMC Yukon, and a 2015 Cadillac.
I'm rich, bitch!
Good.
But
they all registered to them. And the home that Zion Williamson and his parents are staying in is an alumni's home.
But you know what, Pop? At the end of the day, Zion's already in the league.
No, but this is... Now...
Doesn't matter.
Right, because
what
now they're going to have to walk back some of them victories.
Yeah,
if they find
the
him ineligible,
the victories
fall on the school.
It's more of an embarrassment.
Look at Reggie Bush. It's exactly an embarrassment. Reggie Bush, you good. Like 10 years without him having the Heisman Trophy. But he's not losing nothing. Derrick Rose, when all the scandal came out with him, he didn't lose nothing.
Listen, man.
The school gets hit.
You gotta think bigger than this, man, because he is losing something.
Yeah, credibility.
Credibility, integrity, because at the end of the day, he was questioned about this type of stuff.
Before,
and he lied. So now you look like a liar in people's eyes. So now moving forward, this can hurt your business venture down the line. See, we always think that. We gotta stop thinking short-sighted.
You right there. Let me ask you one good question.
Uh-huh.
He's a cash cow. Do you think New Orleans care about that?
It's not the point. You gotta remember.
New Orleans, man.
You gotta remember.
That's where he's at, right?
Yeah. But it's bigger than that. Like I said, he just said, if he gotta vacate wins, Because think about this. If he's found ineligible, what happens? They vacate those big runs that they had. They vacate everything. All the victories he had.
Granted.
Now wait. On top of that, like he said, now it profiles him as a liar, which is really bad. Like, it doesn't help his business at all.
I agree with the liar, and I agree with that. But if the man is healthy and the man is putting up numbers and the man is doing these highlights, these teams don't care because they stand to make money off of him.
We're thinking of teams. We're thinking of endorsements outside of the game.
But listen to me, Stills. Let me explain.
Most of their money. And Michael Jordan with Air Jordan.
And I'll explain that.
A billionaire
that.
Because of Air Jordan, not because the Chicago Bulls paid him $36 million his last year, $30 million the year before the last. And it's bigger than the teams.
But listen, hear me out. With him doing all of that, the endorsements come.
No,
the endorsements come. I understand what you're saying. No, but if he's out there playing and doing, regardless of what he did, he's out there playing. No, they're going to come. He's a cash cow.
Boy.
Yeah.
Sound like Tito.
He's a cash cow. They still gonna come to him.
But you know, it's not really.
He's still gonna be in them Gatorade commercials.
Remember, he just recently signed a contract with Jordan for the Jordan brand to have sneakers to come out anyway. It's not only about that. Look at Coach K. Coach K is gonna take a hit behind that. Look how many players that they got to the league. Duke is gonna take a hit against
a lot
that.
Of collateral.
Yeah, you're right about that. You absolutely. You know, what's gonna stop. You know what's gonna stop his deals. If he get arrested, if he's on drugs, if he do some crime related, that will stop his endorsements.
See, and this
you can't say that though too, not to cut you off, still. But there's a lot of things that's gonna come out after that. They're gonna have all kind of specials. He's gonna have to speak on it. It's so many different ways that this could hurt him. Could you imagine they like, yo, Zion Williamson, yo, you 19, 20 years old. My son look up to you, but you lied and you took money.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
Once he becomes the face of the league,
I'll stop you
just
right.
The same way that they shoot slings and arrows at LeBron James.
Yes, sir.
But they can't touch him because of what happens on the court.
It's just like
with Michael Jordan. Go ahead. Let me hear your report.
I got a perfect example. Kobe raped the chick in 2006.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
And where did it endorse? And he was found not guilty.
But where did it go?
He was found not guilty.
Where did it go though?
What do you mean?
All of his endorsements left him.
Who? Which ones? I only know of one that left him.
Right.
Nike didn't leave him.
They left him at the time when they thought that he was guilty. Once he was proven innocent, he got back everything and then some. And then he got an Oscar at the end of the day. So
Oscar don't matter.
All right. Anyway,
we talking about sports.
Listen, but see, you're not getting the concept.
I understand.
Man.
It's still your
character.
Fully.
No, you don't, because you wouldn't say that. It's about your character at the end of the day, man.
You know how
it's about being trustworthy. Man. It's a business at the end of the day.
And I understand
your word
that.
And your balls is all that people take you for, man.
You know,
and if they can take
them down. Remember 93 when the whole situation was. Jordan gambling debts is what got his father killed, and he took the major hit for that.
This is what I'm
Did
saying.
Did anybody leave him for that?
That's what's gonna happen to LeBron to Zion.
But did anybody
this
leave
is gonna
Jordan?
Always come up for the rest of his career. Once he becomes the face of the league, after LeBron leaves, and speaking of LeBron, LeBron spearheads a group to protect African American voters' rights. The name of this organization is called More Than a Vote.
The purpose of this group is
to protect African Americans' voting rights, combating potential voter suppression, and the goal is to inspire African Americans to register and vote in November's general election.
Yo, could Bars and Hoops clap it up for LeBron James?
Word of the moment, man. Let's drop a big
round of applause.
But this is why when LeBron went through his situation back in the days, he didn't even bother with college. I mean, he went straight to the pros.
He took
the Hummer, took the crib, so nobody can say anything. He claimed that he was not amateur status from the gate. He was professional. He took it. That's why none of that ever came back to him after the initial rumor that he had accepted a Hummer. You never heard about it after that.
That's true. It was an $80,000 Hummer.
This
I remember
is
that.
What they, saying.
They
That's
made,
the difference.
They made more
the
difference. They made more deal of the jerseys than a Hummer.
But this is my thing.
Right.
they got nothing on LeBron. They have something now on Zion. And now he got to go and testify.
Right.
So now you got to tell everything. You got to embarrass yourself. Yep. You got to embarrass your family. Now they're going to dig into how
poor Or let's say he go the other route and lie under oath.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, let's say he now, go the other route and say, nah, I didn't take nothing. Now it's even worse.
Now they're castrating you in the media now. They're going to make you look like some poor kid that got lucky because he had a talent and got paid. That's the difference between him and LeBron. But back to LeBron. The team that's helping LeBron with this this venture is, of course, LeBron James, Trae Young, Skylar Diggins-Smith, and Jalen Rose. And this group, by the way, is not, and I repeat, is not the cooning and buffooning vote or die movement that mad artists back in the days like Puff and all these other rappers and stuff got involved and tried to just move people to the polls by dancing and singing and shucking the job. You know what I mean? That's the crazy part.
Thought
and
I
now,
told you that we won't stop.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Now, the investors that's involved is LeBron James. He's putting up his own money. He's putting his money where his mouth is. His business partner, childhood friend, Maverick Carter, Jimmy Iovine, and Paul Watcher, who serves as an investment advisor to LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? The plan is to target states such as Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Florida, Georgia, and Texas, man.
Those are the states that they had an extreme case of voter suppression.
Exactly. Especially Florida. And when they say voter suppression, Georgia, this is how they suppress your vote. In states like Florida, you can have like a couple of speeding tickets or something like that. That'll automatically eliminate you from voting. You know what I mean?
Recently, the governor, recently, I believe the governor signed a bill that even though you're a felon in Florida now, you can vote.
Yeah, yes, now.
And that opened up, I think, 1.4 something thousand votes.
Yeah, exactly.
And do you know that Trump is trying to sign?
Exactly.
Yeah, Trump
was that they can't do that.
In the words of Stills, Trump was tighter than the cat's ass.
Tighter than the cat's ass. But this is why LeBron and them are trying to beat him to the punch with this initiative to stop voter suppression, because this election is going to be a very serious election. You got some people that's confused. Because you got celebrities out here confusing voters, talking about, you know, we need to hold people accountable for the black vote and our vote means something. Like, at this point, you had your opportunity to do that.
Stacey Abrams talked about that today.
You were supposed to do that during the primaries when they had about 1,001 candidates running for the Democratic nomination. If you wasn't worried about a black agenda then, don't start now. Is Joe Biden the best candidate? No. You know what I'm saying? But he's better than Donald Trump.
I'm about to say, is Trump the better president?
For real. No. You know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, do I like Joe Biden? Nah, I really don't. I think that he's phony. I didn't like some of the comments that he made with Charlemagne. But again, it's the lesser of two evils, man. And at the end of the day, Donald Trump is the reason why we're in a lot of the problems we're in right now.
But you know, I'm gonna play devil's advocate on that one. The thing with Donald Trump, he passed the First Step Act. Compared to Joe Biden, who was for mass incarceration. He has 30-year track record of supporting things that destroy our community. A lot of this police reform is happening right now. We're trying to push for it because of these past bills like the 94 crime bill, which Joe Biden was a very strong advocate.
He was the person that wrote it up.
1986, I believe, he supported other bills that were for mass incarceration and pushed for stronger drug laws. You know, we have a four-party system. A lot of people won't understand. Look, I'm not a fan of Donald Trump, but I can't really. One thing I just don't like about him that he's not qualified to be a politician.
Not qualified to be a president.
But one thing, I can't say anything that he has done to affect my daily life person.
All right. Well, your daily life.
But besides talking
let's
trash.
Let's go back now. So probably a little bit around the time when you was born, there was a group called the Central Park Five. Donald Trump specifically was saying that they were guilty before they even had a trial or proven innocent. He just wanted to
accusation.
Go to jail.
Took out a full page ad
but
in the paper.
Do you realize that there was other black leaders also for anybody that's getting charged with rape? Like say it again.
He headlined it though. He was the main top dog.
Yes, sir.
Calling for them to go to jail.
But what was the narrative behind that was like, guys raped a woman in park. So anybody's
true.
A rapist,
but
they can go to jail.
I'm just trying to rebuttal what you're saying about the 94 crime bill. Hillary Clinton supported it. A lot of politicians supported it. Bernie Sanders supported it.
But,
so let's not just
but
take
that's a,
apples
but,
and
but,
oranges
but
to
that's,
make your
but
point.
That's a full action that we know people that went to jail behind it, not over words.
Okay, you know this is my game. I could dance with you all day about this.
Five,
I don't want to.
Five.
I'm not going to do it.
Bills.
I don't do
five.
It. You know what I'm saying? Nah, we ain't shooting no five. Nah. You know what I'm saying? We ain't going to do it, but we ain't going to sit up here and give Donald Trump any
credit.
I'm not giving him credit. I'm not giving
him credit. What about...
He gave y'all 1,200 and these niggas out here losing their minds.
What about...
And I ain't even getting it.
What about they putting all this money up, but then you still got the Electoral College that picks...
Yeah, the Electoral College has always been. It's always going to be.
New York's always going to be
blue. Changed legislation.
So you're putting all this money into people to vote. But then it still doesn't count when it comes to.
Not see.
It counts locally, but not on a larger level.
Politics is local. What are you talking about?
It's county to county. Yeah,
listen, man. Yeah. Your local elected officials are the ones that control your life, man. It ain't the president, man. These are the people that gets the money to put into the school systems, to put in the playgrounds, to put in the education system, period. Anything
And that's what I was getting to. Like,
you can't say that voting doesn't matter. Forget the Electoral College. Yeah. You need to vote for the people.
But that's what I'm saying. Like,
these are the ones that affect your
life. But that's what I'm saying, though. Like, I see local things going on, like my, you know, like, that's
but
what I'm saying.
If the right local person in office, they go sit around the president and then they force the president to do the right thing. It's a chain. It's a pyramid. Like, people need to get off of this Electoral College. That shows that you don't know. And it's no disrespect. That shows that you don't understand the system that we live in. When you say that, you put the right people around the person that's in charge to force that person to do the right thing.
The first.
That's how politics and elections work.
But still, just like we were talking about the first step. That's what they do. Yeah, but somebody stepped behind.
That's not what we don't do. We don't vote. We don't go out and
Who's pressuring Donald Trump right now in the office? But then you still got Democratic. You got the Congress, which is more Democratic right now because there's more Republicans in there, right? Am I right or wrong?
Let's talk about the local official.
Shout out to the first.
I just want to say one small thing. I'm going off what you're saying.
Go ahead.
Now, I was talking about the First Step Act. It wasn't that the man had genuine intentions about the First Step Act. Back to local officials, local representatives came to him and sat down and said, yo, we need to undo some of the effects of the 95-4 crime bill, and we want you to do it. And I agree with what you're saying. But I'm saying, only reason why I said that, him affecting my daily life, is that we have things locally going on with local officials that can affect my daily, what I see out the window.
Those are the people that you need to get on.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying.
You can't blame him when those are the people you should be aiming your anger at. It's not him.
And you
it's
know,
the people
and
that's
you know
that,
who
that,
hit.
That, that, all right, so at the end of the day, at the end of the day, you can't say Donald Trump is to blame for everything then. You can't say that then. You just said it. You just said you can't.
No, he said he's a blame. No, he didn't say that. He said he's a blame for most of the. Right. He said he's to blame for most of the things that's going on. You mean to tell me he's not to blame for most of this?
He said coronavirus is fake.
That we have going on.
He said coronavirus is fake.
He said that. He said that while people were still getting infected. We would have been still.
Yeah.
Work. Everything would have still been normal.
Yeah, okay.
He's sitting there saying it's going to go away. When April comes, it's just going
to. We got to have a political.
It's just going to disappear.
We got to have a political show up here, man.
But it's also
the phone lines.
But it's also too.
And we also.
But also false information from the World Health Organization. We have to also talk about that too.
And who's in charge of that?
Ooh, let's not talk about that.
The World Health Organization is. It's not even just by the president though, but there's other factors behind it around the world and other. And other countries are not. We're putting more money into World Health Organization to give us fake information when other countries are not.
That's the Bill Gates run that. You know what I'm saying? He's vaccinating people all over the earth.
Why not cut the funding?
Donald Trump is cutting funding from everything, and he's separating us from everything, which setting himself up to be a dictator.
He's shooting bounty. One more thing. Him changing the tax code didn't affect almost every blue state and done strictly because it would hurt the blue states and not the red states.
Hold on. Can I ask what's everybody's political view right now or no? What do you think?
Go ahead, Jacob. We're going to move on.
All right. Before this.
Besides going into Kyrie.
All right.
Go ahead, Jay.
No, I'm just saying, what's everybody's political view? Like, who, like.
What you mean?
Like, are you a Democrat? Are you Republican?
I'm registered as a Democrat, but I'm
independent.
Independent?
I'm full Green Party and independent thinker. I'm full Green Party. I'm not blue.
What about you, Papa?
I am registered, believe it or not, as an independent. But I vote mainly. It leads me to vote for what I want to vote for.
I vote Green. I vote for Joe Stein.
All right.
So let's talk about Kyrie Irving, because I think he votes green, too. Yeah.
I don't know.
He definitely voted red.
I don't know what he vote, man. Kyrie, this your guy. Kyrie, one minute he says he's one thing, and he's the next thing. I mean, Kyrie came out and he's taking a stance on returning back to playing in the NBA. And he says that he's not going to play in this July session coming up because of racism. What do you guys think about
that? I thought he wasn't playing anyway.
Yeah, I think that he's just making excuses because he know that he's not going to win a championship this year. He really doesn't want to come back because it's like some of the teams that was on the cusp of getting into the playoffs, like how Dame Dollar said.
Yeah.
If I'm not coming back to play for a championship, what am I coming back for? And Kyrie is taking that same stance, even though they are on a playoff bubble.
Well, you have a lot of other players from a lot of different teams that's starting to come out. Dwight Howard is one of them, talking about they don't feel comfortable playing. They don't feel like the
Well, uh-oh. Then he got to go through Bron. He got to go through Bron for that.
Hold on. I can't front, and I hate that I'm about to say this. It's players like my man Melo and Dwight Howard, who are past their prime. So those guys, even though they hold a lot of weight with the players because of their veteran leadership, man, listen, the league, nobody's paying to watch them play.
Well, I'll tell you what, a lot of them were saying it in the waves of the climate of the country right now, especially for African Americans and how things are going. They think basketball can wait. This is what they're saying. I feel...
I'm not watching it.
We need something to keep our minds occupied because these kids is out here but going crazy.
I kind of agree not playing because it's like this season is a scratch anyway. Like
you
whoever
really
wins the championship.
You really want me to tell you why?
Whoever wins the championship, they're gonna have that asterisk next to it. It's going to be 2020, and it's not going to really count to me.
The same way they did with the Spurs in 99.
No. Here's my thing. The reason why they should play is because if the climate says that African American, we need to get this to get rid of systematic racism, when do you think the most eyes will be on you? It will be on you when you are on that court. When you step off that court and you give your interviews and you talk about you wear the shirts that say...
Say it again.
You can wear Black Lives Matter shirts. I can't... People are paying attention to that stuff. But as long as you're going to sit there and say, we shouldn't play. I mean, at what point are you going to say, you know what, I'm going to do what I do best to make sure it helps contribute to what needs to get done. Let's keep it a buck. Only 5% of these NBA players are getting paid. Exactly. So now you're talking about, you're going to, okay, fine, they're not going to take their money. They can take their money and help Black Lives Matter if they're getting paid.
Exactly.
Right or wrong. To me, it's got to come down to a point. I understand what they're saying. But we definitely got to start thinking about more of the masses than just ourselves. We got to. And when I say more of the masses, I mean every African American in our communities and in our world, man. You feel what I'm saying? We can't just take a stance like, the world doesn't need basketball right now. Yeah, really? Just when they first was canceling it, y'all was like, what I'm going to do with this coronavirus out here? I ain't going to make no money. Because everybody said that those NBA players, NFL players, baseball players are living check to check. How is that?
I don't understand how they live check to check being millionaires.
They just saying this because
they
the whole
different bills than we do.
Yeah, their situation is totally different. The whole situation is they want to keep focused on that on Black Lives Matter. What the hell is going on in this country? They don't want basketball. They don't want baseball. They don't want the NFL.
Kids, this is
them.
The world. Something else is going to happen.
And I agree
we
with
already
you.
Know that I coronavirus. Coronavirus taking up a second fight in all these countries and all these other 22 states that opened up.
You.
That is also going to take away from it. You know why? Because they're going to blame the movement on it. They're going to say, you know what? If they wasn't protesting, they was all around each other. Maybe it wouldn't be coming back up in all these other states.
They're scared like a whole bunch of other people in this country. You've been yelled at by the public, by the news, like, don't come outside, don't do this, don't do that, and now you're going to force them to play basketball?
Shout to Bars of Hoops Radio. Give us a call, 516-206-0711. I'll be the first to tell you, I'm probably the only one in the room that had to go through COVID-19. I went through it myself.
Shout out to the bed.
So I'm not going to sit here and say, they out here preaching fake. No, I was scared for my life. I was scared for my wife.
Let me ask you this.
So you got to understand, when they start talking like that, you got to really start taking it into context. Listen,
they are out here trying to do the best they can for us to stay alive. But I'm going to tell you this. There is going to be something else that's going to take the eye off of this thing. You know how you keep the eye on this thing? After every game, you get up there and you say, yo, you know what? I had a good game today. I just want to let y'all know Black Lives Matter.
You.
100%.
Let me ask you this.
After this, we moving on.
Let me ask you this.
What happened to that boy?
Is it up to the players? Like, do they have a choice whether they want to play or not?
They already voted on it.
They voted on it. So they spoke.
Voted on it by team.
Yeah, they spoke. The players spoke. And they voted to play. So now people coming out saying they didn't want to play. Maybe the stars was the ones that was the minority that didn't want to play.
I'm going to say it like this, too.
But the guys that ain't getting the bread that the stars is getting is like, yo, I'm hungry, B. Like, I got bills. Yeah, I got a mansion.
I just want to go off of just what everybody's saying right here, even with you know, the main thing that everybody's focusing on. Look, sports is great, but even all these athletes, like, everybody can focus on coming together, cuz right now Black people have the world stage. We have the world stage and we can't blow it right now, cuz this might be our last time that we really get paid attention to worldwide. As a collective, and you know, the Black community, American Negro here,
and the NBA is the biggest stage to use your voice.
But and they can promote their voice by saying, you know, building more businesses, you know, promoting more, you know, group economics. Next year, 2021. This is not going to be over with next year. The 100-year anniversary of Black Wall Street. All them NBA players, NFL players, boxers, local officials, councilmen, councilwomen, even everyday, you know, Janes and Joes. Can now promote business ownership. Look, the kids ain't playing basketball. The basketball hoops are down. We got to do something else. We can't rely on it and say, oh, man, they're taking out the sports. Look, boxing gyms are closed. Guess what I got to do? I got to have a new life plan for myself. I can't be like, oh, well, I can't go back. I can't get a pro license.
What do you suggest that the kids do?
Well, the kids, too, learn more. You know, like I said, everybody's at home now. They ain't going to be at school like they are. It comes back to at home, parents teaching their kids about economics, everything. I love seeing that.
What do you say?
NBA athletes teaching their kids about business. Like Master P teach his sons about business and running things in the sport. So when they do go to college after this is all over, they'll be bosses, not just ball players.
Romeo's already out.
No, but not Romeo, but he has other sons. Yeah, that's younger.
This woke everybody up to do things that we should have been doing before coronavirus. That's all it did.
And before
basketball being out. You should have been teaching your kids. We should have been trying to put our people in a better position at the end of the day. This just woke people up. Hopefully, people wake up after this and do the right thing.
And it's only the beginning.
But moving forward, we only got about 20 minutes left in the show, man. So we reached out. What happened to that boy segment? You know what I mean? And today's lucky contestant is DeJuan Wagner, 6'2 guard from Camden, New Jersey.
Wow.
Drafted 6th overall by the Cleveland Cavaliers back in the 2002 NBA draft.
One of the few people.
You know what I mean?
One of the few people who score 100 points in a game.
All right, now don't beat me to it now. Let's give a rundown, man. So, he's an NIT champion, NIT MVP, and a first team All-Conference USA player in 2002. He was in 2001, he was Mr. Basketball USA, Naismith Prep Player of the Year, USA Today Boys Basketball Player of the Year, and a McDonald's All-American, and a first-team parade All-American. In 2000, second-team parade All-American. His high school career now. 1997, the 97-98 season, he averaged about 27 points per game. Scored a career high, 45 points as a freshman. He was the freshman of the year. 98-99, his sophomore season, he averaged 35 points per game. His career high was 57 points. He won ESPN Sophomore of the Year. 99-2000, 31 points per game. He had a career high of 80 points that year.
Kobe.
And his senior year in high school, 2000-2001, he averaged 42 points per game. And on January 16, 2001, he scored a career high 100 points in a game. Wilt the Stilt went for those numbers. And his numbers for that game was 42 of 61 from the field.
Can I ask
10 three-pointers. 30 points off of three-pointers alone. And he had 6 free throws.
Can I ask something?
6 free throws and got 100 points?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Now, His first quarter of the game, he scored 25. The second quarter, he scored 21. The third quarter, he scored 26. And in the fourth quarter, he scored 28 points to get 100. And in that season, he scored 50 or more points four times that season.
Beast mode.
Go ahead, Zaza. What you going to say?
How does a person score 100 points?
I just told you.
In the basketball. Why he go to work?
25 points in the first quarter.
Opposition that garbage.
Yo, he shot 61 times.
He
shot the ball 61 times. 42 or 61 from the field, man.
Wow. Jesus.
Again, 10 three-pointers. That's 30 points off of threes alone. It's only 6 free throws, so he was getting buckets.
It was like playing in the park.
From there, his college career, played 1 year at Memphis. Came in as a freshman, averaged 21 points per game. He won the NIT championship and MVP award, and he broke Memphis' single-season scoring record of 762 points in a season. John Calipari then revoked his college scholarship after his freshman season because he did not want Wagner to miss out on a payday on the NBA level. So he basically forced him to go to the league. Once he was drafted, 2002, number 6 overall, he averaged 13 points per game. In his second season, 2003-2004, he averaged 4 points a game. Now, what's so significant about that year was that's the year that LeBron James got drafted by the Cavaliers as well.
I think he got lost in LeBron.
Injuries and issues and other issues derailed his season and his career. One of the major things that ended up happening in his career, he developed ulcerative colitis.
Wow.
And for those that don't know what that is, colitis is a long-term condition that results in inflammation and ulcers of the colon and the rectum. The primary symptoms of this active disease are abdominal pain and diarrhea mixed with blood. Weight loss, fever, and anemia may also occur. Complications may include megacolon inflammation of the eye, joints, liver, and possibly IBS, colon cancer.
So to speak.
In 2004-2005, the Cavaliers did not exercise their team option, which is the LeBron James factor, because they see they got one.
Yep.
So DeJuan Wagner became expendable. In 2005-2006, he attempted a comeback with the Warriors on a one-year deal worth $1.6 million. And eventually was bought out by the Warriors. He went to Poland, tried to play for a season, injured his hip, and that was the end of the DeJuan Wagner story, man. What's y'all thoughts?
That's that other forward,
Nah, nah, nah. DeJuan Wagner was a point guard. He was like another knockoff Iverson when he came out of college. He was a 6'2 guard that could score. I told y'all his numbers in high school was bananas, you know what I mean? Yeah, every year, his points increased, you know what I mean?
I think he got lost in the LeBron hype.
Yeah, he got lost in the LeBron hype, and that was it, you know what I mean? So that's it for my what happened to the boy. Word.
It just goes to show, man. I hate to say it, but it just goes to show, you know, how quickly things could turn a corner for you, man.
100%. Straight up, you know what I mean? Hearing his story, I was like, damn, kid. Every what happened to that boy doesn't end with roses, kid. You know what I mean? He's 37 and retired right now. Nobody knows what's going on with DeJuan Wagner. But we've now reached our Swish of the Dishes segment where DJ JOJ is about to lead us in a couple of joints that we got today, man. We got about 15 minutes left in the show. So, Jay, what's on the menu for Swish of the Dishes today?
All right, today we got Catching Bodies by Jewel Ortiz featuring King Crooked.
Let's go.
Always been athletic. Some people say this rap is a sport. Walk them cleats on this field, drag your ass on this court. You enrolled in Sunday school, you can slack if you want. See some artists request love, I just blacken my thoughts. It's rooted in me, do you grizzly with the back of my paws? That's just a barehanded smack. Can you imagine my claws ripping gristle? You need a million feet of tissue and gauze to absorb puddles. I pluck you, reposition your jaw. Stomp your favorite rapper's head, his brain spill on the floor. That's bootlegging. See his album before it gets to the stores. Give you this whole magazine until you sit with the Lord, you know the vibes, double XL shells hitting the source. Street showers, clear the block like it's street sweep hours. Then spin the block and sweep again, I'm a neat freak coward.
it. Run out of all nine lives when you meet me. How I'm with all that riffraff. I'm like Heathcliff, partner, my words worth. No amount of money, shit is priceless. My mic gets divine trip every time spit leaves my lips and finds its way to the windscreen like glass in front of a pilot in the sky with unlimited flight mileage.
The pendant is white diamonds, I'm just chilling on my infinite villain shit like pirates, and I'm sicker than Mike Myers. I got 20 years in the game, I seen the whole thing. Young niggas trading they publishing for a gold chain. Execs never act alone, take turns butt fucking they artists with a saxophone. Damn, that's a cold train. This black minority, never will I lack authority. My hammer sorcery got me wondering how packed the morgue be. Better act accordingly, yeah, this cat's gory. I rap horror, cause y'all categorically rapping horribly. I know the game fake, but I ain't trying to lose a scrimmage. You couldn't picture me losing if using Google Image. Look what they do for spinach, baby gave me hair. Swallow my future minutes like it was Neutrogenics. Maybe this dude's the realest in this music business. Ruger chillin', keep the stick on me. You could get the drop on me and still won't get the drip on me. I hope.
Woo! Shout out to Joel Ortiz, man. And King Crooked. You know what I mean? Part of Slaughterhouse. You know what I mean? I'm swishing that all day. And they took that classic Woo joint. You know what I'm saying? Word. What you doing with that, Pop?
I'm swishing that. First off, I remember that beat from that epic Cannabis freestyle.
Yeah.
Where it sounded like they was going.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, when you want bars, man, ain't nobody else to go see but Mr. Yoel Ortiz.
Word. Jay, what you doing with that?
I'm a bank shot it. I ain't gonna swish it, but I'm a bank shot it.
What?
I'm kind of borderline with that. I probably got to hit the second verse.
What?
Daz, what you doing with that?
You know, I said, I'm gonna swish it, but in my words, I'm gonna give it a two piece.
A two piece? Zai, what you doing?
That's the killer cross Timmy gave Chris Childs when the Miami Heat destroyed the Knicks in the playoffs. Look at your man's face. Look at your man.
Who went to the finals?
He couldn't even punch him in the face like he did Kobe. He got crossed over so bad.
Let's go, Jay. What's the second joint?
The second joint, we got Jim Jones, the people, y'all. Here we go, Balls and Hoops Radio.
Let's go.
More than a legend, your icon, your immortal. We got you.
Captured the knee, but I think it's time to take a stand. That crooked cop put his knee on the neck of a sacred man. We still searching for equal rights inside this racist land. That all started when Columbus docked here to take the land. With the spirits of the Haitians, we take the power of the land back. This 40 got so much power, man, I think you should stand back. Every time we dig our way out, we singing like a sand trap. We need more than reparations, man, why can't you understand that? We spell America with 3 K's. We'll show you mass hysteria like loading up 3 K's. They've been burning priests down on CNN for the past 3 days. That's for every time we see that murder on media replays. Our president tweeted and said, when the looting started, his exact quotes was, that's when the shooting started.
Tell
that motherfucker we already started looting. Sick of any words, we gon' be ready to start shooting. Solar, Malcolm and Martin. Martin Jr. will be happy to see all the truth.
We gotta play this whole joint.
Look on TV, it feels like the revolution is starting. On the same day they let the rocket shoot to the Martians, I seen a Somalian girl with a handful of tear gas. 2020, not even half of the year passed. We've been fighting COVID and everybody gotta wear a mask. Let's all bow our heads, cause we need some more prayers at mass.
That music got the hairy
fraud. Good Lord, have mercy.
Yes, indeed. That joint right there. Shout out to Jim Jones, finally waking up. After all these years.
Oh, said yeah, Jim Jones.
Finally waking up. No more trying to kill the community with Bloods and Crips. Shout out to Jimmy. Nah, let me stop, man.
Jim Jones, no more skull belts.
Listen, man, I'm switching that all day, man. That fit the climate right now. And this is what rap music is supposed to do. You know what I mean? Bring us and enlighten us and get us right.
Mumble rap is dead.
I ain't going to be an old head now. You know what I'm saying? We gotta embrace change.
We gotta embrace change.
Huh?
I gotta say that on top of embracing change, that beat was fire. Swishing that.
Yeah. Word. Shout out to Harry Fraud.
I'm swishing that, and when it come through the net, I'ma dunk it again.
Hey, word. So we got next on the menu, Jay.
I thought that was it. I thought you had the next song.
What's that? The Pop Smoke joint?
Oh, the Pop Smoke. I ain't even downloaded it.
Shout out to Jay, ain't downloaded, but I got your back, champ.
Pops.
Yeah, me. Listen, man.
Is the album out yet?
Huh?
The 50 released album yet?
And I don't know, but all I know is
I heard Lil Wayne got an album out.
Yeah, facts. So check it out, man. This is Pop Smoke featuring Raphael Sadiq, and it's called Part and Self. It's Pop Smoke featuring Rowdy Rebel.
Let's go.
Make It Rain.
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean? Well, check it out.
Doing the slick work from jail.
Look, I make it rain on whoever. I make it rain at whoever. Bitch, I'm a dog, a blue devil. I got the hoes like you have. I make it rain on whoever. I make it rain at whoever. Bitch, I'm a dog, a blue devil. I got the hoes like you have. No, I can't fuck with these niggas, they not a hundred. Trap phone keep jumping until the fiends don't want it. Tell Drell keep drumming. Tell Drake keep dumping. Run Ricky, he running. Run Ricky, he running. Look, gas in the air. You can smell the aroma. Bet I change up the motion. Pop Smoke in a Rover. Pop Smoke when I'm over. Big whale in the ocean. Everything icy. 3 carats in a pointer. Look, ain't no apologies. These niggas down on me. I keep a pole cut. Run up, catch a cold cut. Put his head on his shoulder. Got the guns in the sofa. Nigga wants the commotion. Put the guns in the holster. Chillin' smoking with the soldiers. And I'm back in the deep end. Trap, trap all season. Trap open on the weekends. Niggas mad cause I'm eating. And I'm in the floor seat. Where we stay reckless. 25 on the left wrist. Spend 25 on the necklace. Have your mama like, whoa. There go Pop Smoke. No, the opps can't stand me. Rolls Royce, no Camry. Or skirt off in a panty. Hoodie on ducking cameras. If my opps in the foreign. Then we shooting up the Phantom. No, I'm outside. And I keep a pole. And I'm on the roads. 30 can't show. Get it in between. Get it any means. Married for the jeans. Let a nigga run. I'm a...
Yo.
What y'all thought about that?
Yo, I'm swishing that. And you know what? The bearded one got to be the first to apologize, man. Because I remember when Pop Smoke first came out, I was like, Pop Smoke? Like, what? Yo, but the more I listen to this cat, the more I feel bad because he's not here to represent himself no more. We only got the music that he got left, but
do I see,
I'm swishing that, man. That was fire.
Do I see 90s ears shrinking?
Yo, you see the 2000s ears growing around it like this. Keeping them both. But I'm swishing that, kid.
I'm swishing that, too, man. That's because I love the energy of it. I like the energy that he brought in his music. And, you know, I remember playing it on the station. Everybody in here was like, yo, what the? Yo, that's Pop. Yo, what you doing? You playing Pop Smoke? Bird. But anyway, I'm swishing that. You know what I mean? What you doing, Daz?
I'm swishing it all the way. You know, I don't got 90s ears. I got modern ears.
Shout out to Daz.
You like the Lost Boys, man.
I like the Lost Boys, but
I'm swishing that.
95.
Swishing that?
Yeah.
Why are you swishing that?
Beat is catchy, man.
Oh, the beat.
Why y'all call me out? I'm just saying,
kid. You know what I mean? But you like one of the hardest critics in here. JLJ, what you doing?
I took Zah's spot today. I'm fishing that. Basuro.
JLJ said Basuda. Oh my God, man.
That was hilarious.
Yeah, it was hilarious, man. But shout out to 50, man, because, you know, he is working with putting Pop's music out. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
I think that is warranted, man. You know, he had a budding, he was a budding star. Regardless if we liked him or not, he generated a buzz.
Cut down.
He had a lot of people.
Going way too soon, cut down by senseless gun violence.
Facts.
Going way too soon, cut down by senseless.
Like, you know what I like about down. Pop Smoke the most is that he's not a rapper from New York trying to sound like A Boogie, like everybody else.
Yeah, a lot of rappers came up trying to sound like A Boogie, but shout out to A Boogie as well. But this is what happens when you come in the hip hop game with a trendy style. Everybody tried to do it with Dos FX when they came in with the bump stickity bum. You know what I mean? Everybody had a riggity riggity in their line.
Fruit Snickens and
yeah,
Dos FX was doing that.
You know what I mean? That's what hip hop is, an innovative culture, man, that started in a park and it turned into millions.
What about
my man Jay say? I'm overcharging niggas for what they did to the Cold Crush.
What about K Solo? Who's fellow with K who's
DMX?
DMX, right? Yeah.
Word. They was talking about y'all was in jail. I was in jail. He heard my style in jail and came home and used it. Like all of that nonsense.
Transforming the niggas.
This is what it's about, man.
Wow.
Yeah, so we got about 4 minutes left in the show, man. So, Pop, man, give us the good word, man.
All right, man. This one is coming a little bit from the heart.
Take us out of here with something fly.
This one is coming from the heart a little bit. You know what I mean? Purpose is an incredible alarm clock. it brought me back because it made me think about, I remember when I was in high school, and yeah, I wasn't the greatest student. And I remember my mother saying to me, she said, yo, listen, I can't wake you up every day anymore to go to school. And I was always wondering at that time, I was about 17, she was like, I can't keep doing that. And I said, why? You know, you got to go to work earlier? And it never dawned on me until I actually sat and thought about it. Like, in other words, I got to want it.
Yeah.
I got to want to get up. And that's what they mean by purpose is the alarm clock. Not necessarily the time of the day, but the time of your life. 100%. Make sure that you keep that in your mind. Purpose is the greatest alarm clock. Whatever time that is for you, you need to wake up, all right? Balls and Hoops Radio.
And that's a jewel, man. You know what I mean? So, for those, again, sorry about the technical difficulties earlier, you know, with our interview. We had a good interview. Shout out to Dez for bringing Sonya through.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Shout out to the fellas, man, coming back, man, and having a great show.
Man,
we ain't been here in a couple of months, man. It feels good being in here. You know what I mean? I miss this place, man, even though I don't miss the heat. You know,
you know, it's a good start. Everybody drinking water.
Everybody drinking water, except for my man over here.
I'm chilling. I don't sweat.
Yeah, man. We heard a little bit of his alter ego, Tito, coming out. Yeah, so those, again, man, make sure you download the app in the App Store, man, for Android and Apple users. Visit us daily at www.barsandhoopsradio.com. Make sure you catch the repeats. Go to SoundCloud. Pull up on the site, man. DJ JOJ, man. Take us out of here with something dope, man. Hey.
Okay.
You're now tuned into Bars and Hoops Radio.
Okay. Are you A1? Check. Your reputation? Check. Been verified? Check. Are you certified? Check. Can't be a winner if your team ain't winning. Everybody eats, no need for the skimming. Keep a small circle of friends down from the beginning. Never burn a bridge if your ass can't swim it out. Check. Okay, check. Certified. Check. Okay, check. Certified. Can't be a winner if your team ain't winning. Everybody eats, no need for the skimming. Keep a small circle of friends down from the beginning. Never burn a bridge if your ass can't swim it out. Damn, she's so official. Can't say the same thing about you, I ain't fucking with you. We don't play no games here. Take that to them lames there. Find you capping, I'ma send them packing. We don't run with no snakes here. We don't break bread with the leeches. Matter of fact, feed them feces. Take cover from the shit I drop. Not just rapping, I walk that walk. See them shaking when they hear real talk. Where disguises, I'ma take that off. Where this flies, man, the bullshit lies. I can hear them buzzing every time you talk. Are you A1? Check. Your reputation? Check. Been verified? Check. Are you certified? Check. Can't be a winner if your team ain't winning. Everybody eats, no need for the skimming. Keep a small circle of friends down from the beginning. Never burn a bridge if your ass can't swim it out. A1, check. Your reputation, check. Been verified, check. Are you certified? Check. Can't be a winner if your team ain't winning. Everybody eats, no need for the skimming. Keep a small circle of friends down from the beginning. Never burn a bridge if your ass can't swim it out. As good as your loyalty, then you certified. You stand up for what you believe, and you certified. Don't be fooled by that fake news, cause that real shit won't ever die. Stay official, don't ever lie. Money flow through my family ties. You need more than a fan base and a blue check to be verified. You can't step to my doorstep without getting past my stand-up guys. Protect the queen of her enterprise. This position ain't for everybody. Fake ones won't get the picture, but my real ones gon' recognize. You A1? Check. Your reputation? Check. Been verified? Check. Are you certified? Check. Can't be a winner if your team ain't winning. Everybody eats, no need for the skimming. Keep a small circle friends down from the beginning. Never burn a bridge if your ass can't swim it out. A1, check. Your reputation, check. Been verified, check. Are you certified? Check. Can't be a winner if your team ain't winning. Everybody eats, no need for the skimming. Keep a small circle friends down from the beginning. Never burn a bridge if your ass can't swim it out.
Today, the world looks pretty different. But already new problems are being met with new thinking. Researchers are using supercomputers to help discover treatments. Retailers are turning to the cloud to restock shelves more quickly. Teachers are using technology to rethink the classroom. It's not all we can do, but it's a start. IBM. Let's put smart to work. See how we're helping at ibm.com/COVID-19/UK.
Day one. It's not day one of work. It starts way before that. It's day one of having the belief you can get there. It's knowing that even though it's been hard, you're ready for what's to come. Start your day one with Barclays Life Skills,
and join the 10 million we've helped so far. Barclays, make money work for you. 10 million life skills figure independently assured within our 2019 ESG report.